Okay, and now we're going to start an activation that will include all of your prayers, all of your intentions that you share today in circle, and even more from your unconscious that was not expressed. Okay, so we're going to use the power of the breath to relax the mind, to relax the nervous system, remembering that when the body and the mind becomes relaxed, then you're able to receive very deeply. And in those moments of when you experience the stillness, the complete stillness of mind, the complete stillness of your emotional body, healing naturally begins to initiate, whether it's a physical level healing, emotional level, a mental level, energetic. Okay, you want to make sure that your spine is straight and comfortable. So for some of you, you might want to sit forward in your chair so you can arch your lower back. Palms preferably facing upwards. So your hands are going to be the receivers as well as the bottoms of your feet. So take a slow, deep breath and breathe in through the nose, if possible, and exhale through the mouth, if possible. And begin to create energetically a circular kind of breathing pattern. In other words, breathing in and out without holding your breath. To almost feels like you are breathing in a circular or a figure eight kind of energy flow, breathing in and out where you don't pause your breath. See if you can create that. Very slow in breath and out breath, and feel as if the breath is actually breathing your body rather than you dictating how to breathe your body. And we're going to call into this room, into this activation, all of your helpers, your team. You're going to ask your team to stand by, including your power animals. As well as your ancient connection to this land here in Western North Carolina. So that'll include your connection with the Great Smokies, the Appalachians, the Blue Ridge, the rivers in Western Carolina, the waterfalls, sacred vortex areas. We're going to invite all of this into this activation. So as you continue to breathe, you're going to very naturally relax all the muscles in your face and your jaw, your fingers, your toes, your calves, and your shoulders. Each breath you take is going to relax the brain into a deeper level of theta and even delta. And any noises you hear in the environment will simply be a positive aid in your meditation. Going deeper and going within. Going deeper within. And as you go within, the body is relaxing. Now, you can energetically choose now to let go of your to-do list, let go of all of today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Let go of everybody that you know, parents, kids, colleagues, friends. Let go of the world for a moment. Let go of tribal consciousness. Even letting go of your intentions for this activation. Breathing deeper into the body. Now bring your focus into the solar plexus. And just simply breathe into the still point. That's that place of zero gravity. It's that place that's not influenced by anything. Bring your awareness deep into the core of your belly. Okay, now bring the focus up into the heart. Breathe into that place in the heart that you call your sacred temple area. It's that place within you that is your very sacred space. It's that place where peace resides. It's that place where love is initiated into the world from your body. It's that place that can initiate healing on many levels. So we can call it the still point. You can visualize, if you wish, a green disc or a golden disc that represents this sacred space. And this portal, if you will, this sacred portal, it's like a gateway. It's like a gateway into all it is. It's a gateway to your records, your history, your future, all probabilities and possibilities. Now, feel into that space. Beginning to let your body go. Beginning to let go of this world. Everything that this world represents. Now, keep your awareness right there. Even though you're aware of your body, you're in another time zone. You're riding the wave. All right, so with your intention, you're going to keep all chakra points open. You're going to keep all meridian channels open. All power points of the body. All of your subtle bodies are open and becoming more in line with creator energy. All right, we're going to call in now your I Am Presence into this space. Now, we're going to work with the bones of your body in conjunction with the brain. So we're going to split, if you will, your attention, keeping half of your attention in your heart and your solar plexus, and the other half now up into the brain, the pineal, pituitary, thalamus. So your third eye, your crown chakra, base of your skull, keeping your throat chakra open, keeping your telepathic channels open, keeping your clairaudient channels open, now, the great central sun is going to be sending pulses of solar magnetic light sound waves into your solar plexus, into your heart, and into your pineal. This is to awaken the higher dimensional levels of these chakra points as well as your physical body. So these pulsations of light and sound are designed to upgrade your system, your physical body, to hold more light. All right, we're going to ask one of your major healing guides, be it an angelic presence, ascended master, a friend from long ago, maybe from your home realm, your home world, from your soul group. Okay, we're going to ask this guide to do some laying on of hands in conjunction with your higher self or your physical body. So you're going to ask your guide to stand behind you. And if you're on the floor, to sit above your head, well, on the floor, horizontally above your head. And your guide's going to begin now to put its hands on your brain. You're going to keep your focus in your brain, in your heart, and in your solar plexus all at the same time, keeping the throat chakra open. There'll be another level of healing with another guide for your throat chakra. And this will be the opposite sex of your body. So for the women, it'll be a male guide for your throat chakra. And for the guys, it'll be a female guide. All right, so your guide's going to begin to put its hands right on your head, your cranial bones. Your guide's simply going to hold a state of stillness and oneness. And give permission now for your body to begin to receive the healing on a structural level through all of your bones in your body. That includes the vertebrae in your spine. So we're going to start with the head and begin to feel any trauma that's still in the bones of your head, in your cranial bones, in your skull bones, beginning to shift. It'll feel somewhat like a magnetic resonance. It's nothing to do but just allow the shift to occur in your brain, in your bones. Any concussions, whiplashes, blows to the head. You may feel your brain beginning to expand and contract, literally breathing, and that is normal. you will receive cranial adjustments. The frontal bones of your head, just allow the changes there to occur. Now, base of your skull is also going to shift, very important area. This is in relationship to your atlas and your axis as well of your spine. So if you've had whiplashes, car accidents, just give permission for your body to self-adjust, to respond to this wave energy. You might feel slight pressure in your forehead or at the back part of your skull. If you've had migraines, just simply allow the shift to occur. Imagine that your skull is gently being massaged, if you will. Your skull bones are being realigned to the new axis of the earth, which is also changing. So you will create an intention that your atlas will keep realigning with the new magnetic north of the earth during sleep. And the moon cycle, which is also very magnetic. Now, feel as if these waves are moving down from your skull into your neck, into the cervical vertebrae in your neck. And if your body just naturally wants to gently move, just allow it. You may feel some jerking due to the alignment. You may feel pressure. So emotional states, especially extreme emotional experiences, the after effects, the traumatic after effects of these experiences, that energy can be lodged in your bones. Your bones carry emotional memories as well as energetic effects from extreme emotional experiences not resolved. You also can feel the truth in your bones. So feel as if these waves of light are moving through your skeletal system, through your neck, through C1 to C7. if there's any place in your body that is resisting, just simply breathe into that area. Just simply breathe. If you go unconscious, bring yourself back. That means there's some deep trauma there that makes you go unconscious. Every time that is triggered, you space out. You go unconscious. You go off center. You actually go offline. You bring yourself back. Are you going to move into the shoulder joints with your awareness now? Shoulders can carry much burdens, emotional burdens and stress. The bones, your shoulder joints. If you've ever had an injury to your shoulder, just hold that space of stillness. Just imagine what it feels like to be totally calm and serene, totally in peace, body in peace. Let's move awareness down your arms into your elbows, your wrists, your finger joints. Again, any injuries to elbows, wrists, fingers. Those memories may still be lodged in the bones of your arms. Now just simply allow that feeling of stillness to be in both arms. Any injuries to your fingers, your hand, the bones may be carrying the memory and the trauma. Simply hold this state of deep peace and stillness for your body. It will change. It knows how to change once you remove the resistance, once you remove the trauma or the memory. We're going to go back up to the face for a moment. So bring your awareness to your eyeballs. So let's consider the eyeballs as part of your structural system. And there's nerves that attach your eyeballs to the center of your brain. All right, so just allow that wave experience to move through your eyeballs in your optic nerve and your eye socket and your forehead, and that will include your jaw, your TMJ. And whatever painful memories you've seen in your life as a young person, as an adult, as a baby, Just simply allow that energy to move into the stillness. Now let waves of joy move through your eyes. And when the eyes are clear, when they're completely cleared of all trauma and all suffering, all you see is peace in the world. All you see is joy and love. Open up the ears. Open up the bones in your ears. So we say the inner ear canal. So allow that wave. Allow that sensation of stillness to move into your ear bones, your ear canal, your cartilage. So that you may see and hear clearly now. Hearing your guides, hearing your higher self, allowing the resistance to truth. Allow your whole jawbone, your jaws to shift. Tension in the TMJ will not allow you to express your truth and who you are through your throat chakra. Okay, we're going to move down into the rib cage now. Both front and back part of your rib cage. Take a deep breath. And feel and imagine that there's these waves of light that are circulating through your rib cage, that are moving in the DNA of your bones and your ribs, that are moving through the subatomic level of all the bones in your ribs. The ribs can hold emotional energy in regards to your level of self-expression and your ability to give and receive love, which also includes abundance and money, compliments, gifts, blessings. Take a deep breath and feel any restrictions in your rib cage. Let's take another deep breath. Okay, moving awareness down your spine. From the base of the skull all the way down to your tailbone. Tailbone injury, sacrum energies, low back injuries of any kind. Those emotions can be trapped in the spinal column, in the bones, in the vertebrae, which then will affect the nerve flow to the organs from your spine. It will affect your immune system. It'll affect everything. Keep breathing awareness into your spine. Bring your awareness all the way down to your hip bones, your SI joints. Breathe it into your pelvic bone, which also can carry memories of any level of abuse, especially when you're very young or first marriage. Your pelvic bone, right in the front, in the lower part of your body. That will affect your spinal alignment. Okay, bring your awareness from your brain back to the heart and from the solar plexus back up to the heart. So we're going to have a single focus through and from the heart to your tailbone, your sacrum, your coccyx, your base chakra, your survival fears can be trapped in the bones at the base of your spine. Survival about money, job, career, relationships. Sense of isolation and loneliness all affect the base of your spine. So keep breathing now that power of stillness that's in your heart down to the base of your spine and your base chakra. Breathing to that part of your body a sense of safety and love and support. Allow the body to self-adjust. Now you're going to hold the whole spine in your awareness. Very top, the brainstem all the way down to your coccyx. You're going to hold the whole of your spine in your awareness, your loving awareness. And keep breathing through the heart, that place of stillness. That place of deep quiet, serenity. And allow the spine to reset itself during your sleep. Now, there's some levels here, emotional levels here, that may be stuck in the bones of your spine regarding lack of forgiveness or holding resentment and anger. That will affect your whole spine and your brain function. Let that wave move through all the levels of your bones and your spine. Allowing a sense of peacefulness to overtake your body, your whole skeletal system. Feel that energy now moving down your legs, down through your kneecap, down calves and shin, down into your ankles and all of your feet bones, especially the bones around your little pinky toes that have been squished from improper shoes, pressured into conformity. That's holding stress. Legs very much can absorb the energies from the environment, the stress from the environment, from other people, from buildings, from workplaces. Parents, kids. Now imagine your whole body encased in a bubble of peace from head to toe. And your bones have become lighter and at the same time stronger. Your guides are touching all of the bones in your body. So feel what that's like. Your spine, your rib bones, your shoulder bones, your elbows, your hands, your knees, your ankles, your thigh bones, your upper arm bones. All of your cranial bones. Now, if there are any lingering energies in your field, in your body, we're going to invoke the violet light to just move very gently through your body and your field. Helping to readjust All right, now here comes the strengthening of your silver cord or your lifeline from Creator that attaches into your brain, it attaches into your heart, and into your solar plexus. So we have the triple cords of life, power, consciousness, and love. So I want to make sure, we're going to ask your guides to make sure all of those channels are clear and strengthened. Now, we're going to use the analogy that you've caught a really big, gigantic wave out in the middle of the ocean. And this wave is going to come to a distant shore, to a new land. We'll just call this paradise. And you're riding this perfect wave from way far away out at sea towards the shore. And this represents the descent of your spirit deeper into the body as you ride this wave towards the shoreline. You are, as it were, dropping deeper into your body, taking control of all of your chakra system, your nervous system, your bones, your skeletal system, your nervous system, your endocrine system, your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, all systems, endocrine glands, organs, cells, molecules, atoms, protons, electrons, and neutrons. Taking control of your body, taking control of your life. So you're coming symbolically in for a landing for the very first time in this life. You're riding the wave towards the shoreline. And when you get to shore, you're going to ride the wave right up to the sand. And you're going to stand in your new world, your new paradise world, of where you're going to create any and all possibilities through the power of love and joy and peace. Take a deep breath. All right, coming back into the now moment, feeling that in your body. I have landed. And each time you practice this meditation, you will land deeper and deeper into your body. And the more that you deepen into the body, the more the body stays in a healthy, perfected state of wellness and light. Enjoy. Okay, take a deep breath. Feeling the bottoms of your feet. Feeling the palms of your hands. Owning the space around you. Owning your life. Okay, just simply relax. Enjoy, and in a few moments, we're going to slowly turn on the lights. Remember to drink water, and before you drive tonight, make sure you're fully grounded. Blessings from the quantum.